It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello Buglers, welcome to Top Stories. It's Nish Kumar here, and in December 2019, I was hitting the headlines for all the wrong reasons. I joined Andy and Alice to explain exactly what happened when I performed at the Lords Taverners Christmas show in 2019. Spoiler alert, it went very badly. This was recorded pretty much a couple of days after it had happened. And if you want to hear the full story and the story of what happened next, you can do that by downloading my stand-up special, which is available on my website, nishkumar.co.uk. It's called Your Power, Your Control. And it basically picks up where this top story leaves off. I actually haven't heard this since it happened, so I'm very excited to hear what I sound like at that exact moment, for reasons that only became apparent to me much later, and will become apparent to you if you download Your Power, Your Control from nishkumar.co.uk. Available now wherever you are in the world.
Look, let's go through a blow-by-blow account of this. Right. So basically, it's a cricket-themed charity lunch, I think, absolutely fine. I go out in front of the audience. To say that the audience were very white would be a lie. They were, in fact, extremely red. And I will say, it is to their credit that so many of the crowd were such big fans of cricket that they came dressed as the ball. I go on stage, I do 5 minutes, that goes quite well, but you didn't hear about that on the news. I cannot tell you how much sympathy I have for the captain of the Titanic. Nobody ever talks about how much fun all the pre-iceberg stuff was. They were just doing Irish jigs and being trapped in the entrenched class system. It was a great laugh. So after the first few minutes,
I think I'll be making a film about your gig in 80 years time.
Kumar will go on. Well, at least until the bread rolls start flying. So then after the first 5 minutes, it all went fine. I made a joke about Brexit. very poorly received, and for a group of people who I think would regard Pepper as being a bit much, the atmosphere turned quite spicy. I then thought, well, I'll make a joke about Boris Johnson. That'll help. Now, at this point, if we're continuing the Titanic analogy, that is the equivalent of the captain of the Titanic seeing the iceberg and saying, I'll tell you what, lads, I think we can go straight through this. It got worse when I decided to make a joke about Jacob Rees-Mogg and Theresa May. The atmosphere continued to turn, and then I tried to salvage it. Bear in mind, this was how I thought I would get out of jail, by saying, and this is a direct quote, this is what happens when I perform for an audience largely comprised of people who colonised my ancestors.
Just smooth those troubles.
Things are really going from bad to worse at this point. Then a man who was dressed in a red coat, who looks like someone who stands behind the Queen while she has to apologise for something appalling one of her children has done that week, ushered me off stage and said, "And I, you know, I've been, you know, taken off stage a number of different ways. Never before have I been removed from stage with the phrase, now is the time for the raffle." Also, at some point during the gig,
Shakespeare, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Exit pursued by raffle. at some point over the course of the gig, someone had thrown a bread roll at me, which is why the headlines have been comedian pelted by bread rolls. Whereas in fact, one bread roll P-rolled near me because, and Andy, you'll
know the actual quote: "Exit pursued by bread."
Yeah. But, Andy, you'll know this, a lot of the audience are comprised of people who played cricket within the English cricketing system in the 1970s and 80s, and Andy, you'll also know this, English cricket in the 1970s and 80s was f***ing shit, and as such, the ball failed to get within the vicinity of my postcode. If I was standing in my batting stance, left-handed batting stance, that ball would have gone for four down fine leg.
Right.
And anyway, I got taken off stage, they were all very upset. And then a video of the gig was taken by someone who was there, a disgruntled man, whose name I will not be saying, even though I do know it. He knows what he did. He then passed it straight to the Telegraph, and it was then picked up by Piers Morgan the next day and various right-wing provocateurs, which is a polite name for f***ing godless Morgan, Julia Hartley Brewer, Katie Hopkins. And then it wasn't so much that the shit hit the fan, it's that the shit was launched from a special shit-firing cannon into an industrial shit-spreading fan. I now have a controversy section on my Wikipedia page, like disgraced presidents and sex offenders. And I've spent the last sort of 24 hours fielding a variety of, shall we say, tense correspondence from people on the internet, including one which I was going to read out, but I think probably I won't read it out, just because it requires an absolute phalanx of trigger warnings. but does conclude with the phrase, "I've reported your remarks to the police." And to that person I say, "Two can play at that game." what have I learned from this? I've learned a couple of different things. One, I spend a lot of time performing to people who agree with me and bathing in a sort of glow of leftist consensus, and that is a lot of fun. But if you're going to be prepared to say things to people who agree with you, you've got to be prepared to say things who don't agree with you, and you've got to allow them to have their reaction. And I don't begrudge people the right to boo. I'd rather they didn't throw things, but I don't begrudge them the right to boo. As for the Morgans of this world, they can...
Tell us how you really feel, Mish.
Do you use that same line about Owen Morgan being England World Cup winning one day cricket captain?
I mean, these sort of safe space right-wing snowflakes putting the intolerance into gluten intolerance.
Yeah, it was
very
interesting.
Seems like an overblown reaction.
It was very interesting. I think everything about it was an overblown reaction because it was... The reaction in the room was, I think, a little overblown. But certainly the fact that it made global news and that my mother found out because my cousin in Singapore texted her at 6 a.m. You know, it certainly that was... It does speak to a number of different problems in the way that we conduct our discourse. And the fact that everything, even if it's just a difficult Christmas gig for a comedian, has to be viewed through the prism of a culture war. And anything is available for politicisation, regardless of how stupid, irrelevant, or ultimately pointless the story is.
Yep.
But the main thing I've learned is that if comedy audiences at charity gigs are right-wing, they're shit out of luck, because they can only get left-wing comedians to perform for free. And until they start putting more money on the table, they're not going to get right-wing audiences to perform for them. So for now, they can just shut the f*** up and take what they're f***ing given.
Well, I mean, Nish, on the other hand, they didn't come to see you make jokes about politics. They came to this cricketing disabled people charity to see you make jokes about cricket and presumably also jokes about disabled people.
Well, they didn't come to see me make jokes about politics. They did come to see the host make jokes about politics when he made a string of disparaging remarks about Jeremy Corbyn at the start of the dinner. And they came to see Harry Redknapp, who is a football manager, and when asked who the next Arsenal manager was going to be, he said, oh, probably some foreign bloke who can't speak a word of English. So it's clear that they came to see some politics.
Well, I mean, I had a perfectly lovely time when I did it. I found that entirely charming. And as you said, it's an absolutely wonderful charity. But, I mean, the press reaction was, as always, with any story about anything, somewhat extreme. Well, as you said, the Independent said you were pelted.
I was pelted?
I mean, I don't know. I might have to get my sister on to talk about this. Can you pelt? Can one throwing of a single soft object constitute a pelting?
I mean, I didn't think it could until it happened.
Right.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Did you notice the bread roll coming, and what were your thoughts in that moment?
Bear in mind, the bread roll was travelling at such velocity that I didn't know it had happened until about a minute after it happened.
All right. As in what, it was too slow or too fast?
I have no idea.
Right.
It's impossible.
Are you
to
sure
say
that it was thrown and not teleported onto the stage as a sustaining snap?
It's possible that it was absolutely hosed at me at 150 miles an hour. But to be completely honest, the only time I realised it had happened was when I looked over and saw the comedian Andy Parsons angrily remonstrate with the bread thrower.
The Daily Telegraph, as always, pouring their petrol onto the troubled waters and setting it on fire. Well, so there was an article saying that you opened your set with a passionate anti-Brexit rant. True or false?
Sadly false.
Oh, right. And this is, I mean, classic from the Daily Telegraph. Since the referendum, comedians have fallen prey to a particularly violent strain of Brexit derangement syndrome. Which, coming from the Daily Telegraph, that is like Michelangelo telling you to paint fewer ceilings, less ostentatiously. But of course, I mean, it is of course no laughing matter at all that some of the audience thought you were a total crepe. And Tommy,
this is
I mean,
I didn't think a pun run could be any more pungent, but when you're on the receiving end of it,
yeah,
this is a double whammy.
To be fair, he didn't roll over.
This is worse than the death threats.
The offending objects apparently came from 20 rows back, I've heard. It came from row T.
All right, I'll allow that one because at least acknowledges some of my cultural history.
Other people thought you were total cark, which apparently is a type of bread. And told you so with,
I love it when you don't have confidence in them.
I told you so with quite bad language, with croutons. Some gave a cheer. Some gave a cheer, but a number of them booed. Fair call. Others said that you misinterpreted that it wasn't a hostile thing at a cricket function. They were throwing at you for catching practice. But anyway,
Andy,
to be fair,
this is beginning to be too much.
Jesus Christ, coming from both angles now. Put me back on the stage at the Taverners. I would rather be on stage than have to deal with this shit.
To be fair, you confronted it. You didn't kick a can down the road. That's a term for Jewish bread. That's the one thing I remember.
Finally choose to engage with your upbringing.
I've seen the footage. You gave a wry smile, and you didn't let it just peter out. You gave them a pizza, your mind. But then obviously the throwing continued. Someone apparently, I've heard, threw a piece of cheese. And you said, here comes a piece of brioche. Anyway, anyway, eventually I had to bow to the inevitable.
Okay, and that one was quite good.
Thank you. I mean, it was the decision to talk about Brexit that spelt trouble, particularly in that audience. I mean, it's very male-dominated audience. There are women there, but it's more of a chat party. It's a big lunch, a lavash do. I mean, it's quite a formal occasion, isn't it? And I think maybe the problem began when you said at the before dinner, à la reine, au duc d'Edimbourg, et à tout votre santé. They didn't go for the French toast.
I'm going to save someone who emailed me this week the trouble and set myself on fire.
It's a different culture, of course. Anyway, had a jolly good laugh about it. And
hey, you remembered another one!
Yeah, thank you. and something similar actually happened to Eisenhower, the American president, at a dinner, and he didn't have any clever ways out of it. He wasn't the slyest Dwight. Okay, let's move on.
You can't say that to yourself.
I can. There was a muffin that could be done. clearly some of them were thinking, listen to Andy Zaltzman. He was really excellent at this 5 years ago. It's not true to say that none of them enjoyed it. Table 10 didn't mind, but table 11 did.
Oh, Christ.
Sorry. I was going to say you haven't 11'd one pun unturned, but anyway. You got
but I mean, in the context, all this publicity, your career's going well, you've been on the crust of a wave. And,
we just had to be interrupted there as Andy laughed at his own bullshit.
editing out. Some things that maybe don't deserve public consumption, but in many ways, it's always a risk putting a comedian for an event such as this. So you should maybe have gone with a musical act, maybe an Elvis Presley impersonator. Anyway, and you did very well not to react too much because violence begets violence, and no point dwelling on it. Scone. And next year, apparently, they're going to get a female comic from San Francisco. They're going to get a bagel.
I would have judged you if you had gone through this entire thing without getting bagel in.
I would have gone Maria Bunford, but
Maria Bunford's nice.
I've got to point someone is lucky weren't doing the Bunburys. That's another cricket charity. Right, that's action in the bun.
Thanks for listening, Buglers, and thanks for listening to Top Stories. You can also hear me on the latest Bugle, episode 4287. It was me and Nato Green joining Andy Zaltzman, which meant it was two of the most lapsed Jews in human history talking to one of its most lapsed Hindus. It's a great episode. Listen to it on the main Bugle feed and download my stand-up show at nishkumar.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.